Okay, today's daf is Bava Basra, daf Dalit. And we are on Gimel of a base. Schedule, you know, the next 2 days will be put up from the last cycle. And Beth Hashem, Hey and Vav. And then Beth Hashem will pick up again on, for the new cycle, daf Zayin. But, we'll enjoy, Runya. That'll be, tomorrow's daf Beth Hashem from the last cycle. Okay, so today we get a little bit of Agadata, a little bit of various inyanim, and we start off with Hurdis. Hurdis on the fifth wide line on Gimel Amid Beis. So what is, why are we getting into Hurdis? Because the Gemara just spoke about the halachas of Binyan Beis HaMikdash and when one is allowed to Rachmana Litzlan, not really Rachmana Litzlan, to destroy one shul in order to build another shul, and how could Bebe Ben Buta even give an eitzah to Hurdis to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, right, if there was no other. So we had a couple of opinions. Either there was a crack in the wall, or there was for sure there was no turning. He wasn't going to be Choserbo, he was a Melech. Right, and now we're going to get into the story of when was it that Baba Ben Buta gave the advice to Hurdis to knock down the Beis HaMikdash. So we will see Hurdis, a Roman general who didn't start off that way during the time of Bias Sheni, says the Gemara. Hurdis avda de Beis Chashmonai have. Right, he was an Eved. He was a servant of the Beis Chashmonai. He was an Eved Kenani. So he was Roman and he was semi-Jewish, right, that middle status, Eved Kenani. And what happened? Nasan Einab Osatinokos, there was one girl that he put his eyes on, that he was interested in. Yomachad. One day, Shama Hahu Gavra Baskala, that person, meaning Hurdis, heard a Baskol, heard a heavenly voice, meaning nobody else heard the heavenly voice. We mentioned there are other Gemaras. Sometimes Kadosh Baruch Hu speaks to people, and the question is, do we hear it or not, or how we hear it, right? We know the Gemara in Titus Daf Chaf Aleph about Ilfen, Rabbi Yochanan, about hearing the voice or not. We spoke about the Gemara in Meseches Chagiga, about Elisha, Ben Avuya, who heard me achorei apargo, shuvu banim shovavim chutz me'acher. So sometimes we find that there are certain people that hear voices, but it's not a baskol that everyone hears, right? Even the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, right? A baskol goes out from Chorev every day and says, oh, people aren't taking Torah as seriously as they should. So, halavai, we should hear that baskol. We don't hear the baskol, maybe we do, if anybody's sitting and learning Torah. So that's a reflection that they do hear the baskol inside. But either way, here, heard this, heard the baskol, the Amar, which said, kol avda, demarid hashta matzlach. Who, whichever Eved right now rebels and takes advantage of the time, so then matzlach, so then they will be successful. So he hears it, he takes it as a reference to him. If he rebels against his master, so what happened? Kam katzlidu lekule maruse. He wiped out and killed all of his Hashmonaim masters. Right, this was the time after a couple of decades after the story of Hanukkah, and Hurdis was an Eved, and he took care of Rachman al-Islam, the entire dynasty of the Chashmonah, v'shayri lahi yinuksa. He left one girl, this one girl that he put his eyes on, that was the only one that he left. Stop there for a minute. The Ramban already refers to this story in his commentary in Parshas Vayechi. We mentioned this Chanukah time, the Ramban in Perek Meptes, in Vayechi, lo yasser sheva b'Yehuda. We know the Ramban discusses there, against the Rambam. The Rambam does not quote lo yasser sheva b'Yehuda as an issur d'araisa, as incumbent upon any individual. But the Ramban does. The Rambam says there's a promise that the Malchus will never leave the family of David HaMelech. But the Ramban says it's not just a promise, it's an Aveira. It's an Aveira for any other Jew who's not from David HaMelech's family to get up and try to be the king. No, it's only from David HaMelech's family. And therefore, says the Ramban, even though Chanukah is an amazing holiday, and we say Hallel, and it's wonderful, and we got the Beis HaMikdash back, and then with Nisim, but there is a tinge of negativity, says the Ramban, because the Chashmonaim, who were Kohanim from Shevet Levi, should have, after they defeated the Yevanim, stepped aside and found somebody from Malchus Beis David to take over as the king. That would be the most appropriate, says the Ramban. Lermos ki yimlok Shevet Acher lo yasur. Lermos ki yimlok Shevet Acher al Yisrael. Avo me'eshe yachel lios liyehuda Shevet Malchus. Once Yehuda gets it, meaning Shol HaMelech, that was before it started. That was fine. And they asked for it, and I wasn't the time anyway, but that didn't count. But once David HaMelech's family starts, so then lo yasvi benu al shevet acher v'zeo shenemar ki Hashem elokei Yisrael nasan mamlacha l'David al Yisrael lo olam lo levanav. That's it. And what about Shaul? That was beforehand. And what about Yerit Sefer Malachim? The whole line of Malchi Yisrael? Okay, they weren't righteous. All of them. They weren't righteous. They followed Yeruvim and Nevat. Some, but just as bad. Some, not as bad. But generally, they all followed, says the Ramban. Well, originally, for one or two generations, it was a punishment to Shlomo and Rechavam. But then, one or two generations later, they should have come back. They shouldn't have stayed up north in Shomron and had a separate malchus. They should have come back, and they were all being mamlech in sin, adding to all the other averes that they were doing. Avodah Zarah and killing many of the Nevi'im and Rabbanim. But besides that, they were being mamlech in sin. And he says, towards the end of the piece there, and that's exactly what happened to that, and that's why the Gemara in Bava Basra Daf Gimel tells us that the Chashmonaim dynasty was eventually wiped out. Because they were being mamlech in sin. V'zeh haya onesh ha-chashmonaim, shemolchu b'bayisheni. They were mamlech in b'yisheni, ki ha-yu chasidei elyon, v'ilmolei heim nishtachu ha-Torah v'abitzos b'Yisrael. Without them, Torah would have been forgotten amongst Israel. They were amazing, what they did, Matasyahu and his sons. V'yafal pike, nedshu onesh gadol, but still, they were ne'enash, they were punished. Ki arba b'nei ha-chashmonai, ha-zakein ha-chasidim, ha-molchim, zeh achar zeh, im kol gvurasam atzlachasam, not flu biyadayvei becharev. Eventually, right, fell into the hands of the of Hurdus, right here. The higiyah haonesh b'sof labash arba chazal. He quotes the Gemara that's going to come up in a minute. Avav pishay bezera shimon onesh b'natzukim. Avav kol zera batasio chashmonai tzadik lo avru el bavurzesha molchu v'lo hayem izera David umi beis David. The hesiru hashivet v'habachokik lagamrei. They violated this pasuk in parshas Vayechi. V'haya onesh. Mida keneged mida. Shehim shlo kadosh baruch hu aleihem besavdeihem behem echrisum. Ve'efshar gavkei she'yalav chet b'malchusa v'chulu. And he continues. But that's the Rabban who talks about this Gemara. It says that we should have given away the malchus, the chashmonaim, we should have given away the malchus, and in that way everything would have been fine. We do not get this impression at all from the other Rishonim. The Rambam, the Abar ben Elbaferish, talks about another Rabban is wrong. No, you don't get any negativity. Mistaba, there was nobody else to be the king. B'makam she'edish, and also this isn't a promise that nobody else, it would ever leave. It would go back to David. But it doesn't mean that forevermore, nobody else would become the king, at a time when there is such a tzorich for that to occur. Okay, so now we're back to the Gemara. So, Hurdus killed, he heard this Basco, and he killed out all of his masters. Says the Gemara, what happens? He left his one girl. Ki chazis hahu yinuksa, when the one girl sees the kaboy lemitzvei that Hurdus wants to marry her, salika leigra v'rabakala. She goes up to a roof and she calls out v'amar, and she says, "Kol man da'asi v'amar." Anybody who for now on ever comes and says, "Bibeis chashmonai kasina," I am from the chashmonaim, avdahu. They're an Eved, they're lying. They're not from the Chashmonaim, because I'm the last one. I'm the last one, and here I go. And she jumped off the roof. And this is it, I'm the last one left, and I can't deal with Hurdus. And she jumped off the roof. Big Shaila in the, we've discussed in other contexts, not for now, committing suicide in the face of certain torture, in the face of Chil Hashem, right, Shaul HaMelech, there were some Amoraim that are discussed elsewhere, that in order to prevent themselves from being involved in Znus, they jumped off a roof. There's one story that Eliyahu HaNavi had to come and catch one of them. You know, you made me schlep here. Right, so is that appropriate? Is ever, right, we know suicide is an Isser. One is not allowed to commit suicide. There's even a medrash that says, lo tirtzach, do not commit murder. Lo tisratzeach, don't kill yourself. Right? Is it darais? Is it rabbanan? But ma'abid asma ladas. So this girl, Rabbi Gemara and Gittin, about the 400 children on a boat that knew that they were being brought to do an aveira, they all jumped off the boat. So there are various stories in Chazal about this idea. But here's one of them. This goes on the list. This girl jumped off. She didn't want to be connected to Hurdus at all. And therefore, she committed suicide. So whoever says they're from the Chashmonaim, they're really lying, they're Avadim, and she jumped off and killed herself. Does it literally mean Avadim? Tosas, meaning, who says they were Avadim? Maybe they just weren't the king. Who says they were Avadim? If they say they're from Hurdus, were all of Hurdus's descendants Avadim? So the Tosas, not Tosas here, Tosas in Yevamis, Daf Mem Hei, asks, V'im Tomar, Mikomakom Amai Avdahu. Why does it say that they would be Avadim? Va'um halo mistama kishemalach Hurdus. Hurdus is going to take over being the king. Nisyashu Bailov. Right? The owners are dead. So the owners don't have any control. And we know we pass it like Shmuel, says Tosfos, Hamafker Avdo Yatzalacheris, Fein Sorket Shechur. So what do you mean Avadim? Servants? Why would they be slaves? Okay, they wouldn't be from the Chashmonaim dynasty, but would they be slaves? Says Tosas v'Yesh Lomar. Deshema hayu mitzapim shetia ga'avaso mushpeles. Maybe they never gave up hope. They're all dead. But maybe they didn't give up hope beforehand, and there was no active yeyush, and therefore they would still be the status of avadim. Fascinating. Other Rishonim say, no, it just means that they wouldn't be, ever means like a lowly individual, the yichus, doesn't mean literally that they would be avadim. But either way, this is what happens. She jumps off. So what happens, terrible, what exactly he does. Tamana shevashinim badufsha, he preserves her body in honey for 7 years. Right? Why honey? Right? Either because honey is one of the things that doesn't become bad and doesn't putrefy over time. So, ikad amri, ba'ala, ikad amri lo ba'ala. Some say that he was with her after she died. Rahmana litzlan. And some say not, ikad amri ba'alaha, hadatamna li yisuve li yitzrei. Some say if he actually was with her after he died, so then the reason that he put her into this honey was in order to keep her beauty and to satiate his yetzer. And the, those who said that he wasn't, so why did he preserve her? At least he'll have a royalty. You see, that's my wife, right? That's so everybody realizes that I married in, right? Throughout history, we have rishayim that try to marry in and prove themselves and see I'm a king. I'm not a lowly stable boy, as we have the Gemara, if you remember, in Megillah about Achashverosh. Achashverosh married the granddaughter of Nebuchadnezzar, Vashti, right? And also that's what Vashti said to him, "Who are you?" But he married in. So here too, he married into royalty. So Amar. So now that he's killed out all of his masters, the Chashmonaim, so he's not done yet. Amar Mandarish, who are the ones that darshan the pasuk that does not allow me to be the king of Israel? Right, he was an Eved Kenani, right? And now, an Eved Kenani, he wants to become the king. Mikerev achecha tasim alecha melech. The pasuk in Parsha Shoftim, from amongst your brothers you shall be the king. Who's darshan from that pasuk that I can't be the king? What does that mean? From that pasuk, you might say that the, meaning, what do you mean, darshan? Look at Tosfos for a minute. Man darish, one line Tosfos. The pashti dekra, lo mash velebute eved, shuachecha bemitzvos, elo obikochavim. You might have just understood that pasuk of mikarev achecha, a non-Jew can't be the king of Israel. Okay, but an Eved Kenani that was now freed, so, or semi-freed, so maybe he can be. But we darshan from that pasuk, no. An Eved Kenani cannot become the king of Israel. So who darshan that? The rabbis. The rabbis were the one that darshan that. Kab, right, my rabbanon. So what happens? Kab katzlidu l'kol rabbanon. He wiped out all the Sanhedrin. Wiped out the rabbanon. Right, the Rabbi Yaakov Ebden here says maybe he was just those that he knew would go up against him. The Pasha says that he killed out all the rabbis. Right, who was left? So says the Gemara, Shavke l'baba ben buta. He left one rabbi to take advice from. To cut l'mishkal eitzah b'day. He needed one rabbi to give him advice. And therefore, he kept one of them, but he wanted to make sure that he didn't cause any trouble. What does he do? He tortures him. Ahadrele kalila dile. He puts upon him a type of crown made out of porcupine quills, which ended up nakridu leene, blinding him. Therefore, there was nothing for him. He was powerless. He was alive, but he was powerless, and he was there at the mercy of Herdis. A couple of points. Number one, why dafka baba ben buta? Out of all the rabbis of the time, is there anything we know about Baba ben Buta which would say why he was the one that was kept alive? So says the Ben Yehoyada. It's been a while. Ben Yehoyada on all the Agadatas. We had a little bit in Baba Tzia. We have some in here in Baba Basra also. The Masha Bachar Baba ben Buta Davka Velobuz Lasso. He quotes, Baba ben Buta was known as someone who is calm, who was not vengeful. Mipnei she'eino no kei minoter b'tivo v'hu mochel v'soleach l'chol b'shachatalo. And he always forgave. And he was always good. Where's the best story in Shas about Baba ben Buta? Can't forget this story. The Darim Samach Vav. Remember that story? There was a husband and wife that was having a fight. And the problem was they came from different areas of Babel. They spoke different dialectics. So every time the husband asked for a soup, the wife brought him kugel. And whenever the husband asked to bring me my shoes, she brought him his hat. They couldn't talk to each other. Finally, he got so frustrated, he says, you know what, take these candlesticks and throw them on the baba. Right, throw them on the baba. So he meant to just take them outside, put them by the gate to have some light outside. But she didn't know what he was talking about. So she goes outside. She sees Baba ben Buta sitting on the outside. He's like, oh, she's like, okay. She takes them and she smashes them over his head. He says, why'd you do that for? So she says, my husband told me to put it on the baba. So he says, you should have a lot of shalom bayis. You should have a lot of shalom bayis. So you see from that Gemara, he didn't take it. He was like smashed over the head. All he cared about, shalom bayis. Shalom bayis, right? That's what Rav Shechter likes to call that Gemara, humor in the Talmud. But it's Baba ben Buta. That's the Bekiva sheyaduah mafursam shehu ma'avir al midosav v'lachet bachar herdus l'shairo shalola hargo. Right? And that's what he... And that's what he did. That's why he left Dafka him alive. Why did he Dafka blind him? He could have kept him and blinded him. So, says the Ben Yehoyada, well, a Summa is not allowed to be part of the Sanhedrin. He didn't want any Sanhedrin coming up and making any more decisions about his ability to be the king or not. So Dafki blinded him so that the Eid Summa Ro'i Lios Mena Sanhedrin. Razal, he quotes the Gemara, that would not be acceptable, right? Which reminds us of the story of Rav Moshe Feinstein. Rav Moshe is written in the eighth volume, the first of the two posthumous volumes that they put out about Rav Moshe. So there in the Hakdama of the eighth volume, they write all the different stories about Rav Moshe, and they say, in Tavshin Lamed Tes, 1979, there was a need for Moshe to get some teeth pulled. Ulhaskilo Shidai Totavos, they were going to make him dentures. Hu Darash, and he asked, Yashiru Bafim Lafakos Shtei Shidayim. He wanted at least two teeth left in. Why? Kedesha lo yehe begeder mishenitlu shinav balmum, and he don't want to be a balmum, which is at least maris ayin at least, that he wouldn't be able to be part of the Sanhedrin. Therefore, I leave a couple of my teeth in because I want to be lasi lavo. He's assuming that he's not going to get all his teeth back. Bisofa shaldaber is barer shenita lashir befiv arba mishinav, and after research, they were able to leave four in. Vaz hirsha rabbeinu shitaflubo, and then they said, okay, fine, you can do whatever procedure you need to do if I still have four teeth. So, things that we think about before we go into surgery. Rav Moshe thought about being on part of the Sanhedrin. Like they say also the Rambam, right? The mysterious, way that the Rambam got to Tveria, right? The Rambam died in Egypt, and he's put on a camel, and a legend, and went all the way to Tveria. Lamaisa, some say that the Rambam, Dafka, wanted to be buried in Tveria because that was the last place the Sanhedrin was. The last place that Rambam writes, in Ilchas Sanhedrin, the 10 places that it went after Yerushalayim, right, Tehli Yavne v'chachameha, and then Usha, and then Tzipori, the last place was Tveria. And the Rambam says, and from there, after Tchiz HaMesim is going to come back. So Dafka, the Rambam wants to be there when the Sanhedrin gets back. Okay, Vaitim. Yom Achad. For one day, Asa v'yasam kameh, one day, Hordis wanted to see the test of loyalty of Baba Ben Buta. So he goes in front of him, and Baba Ben Buta's blind, and he has no idea who's sitting in front of him. So Hordis is trying to see what he could do. So Yom Achad, Asa v'yasam kameh, he stands in front of him. Amar Chazi Mar, Hai Abda Bisha, my Kavid, you see what this terrible Evan has been doing to the Jewish people? What do you think of him? Right, Hordis is trying to egg on Baba Ben Buta. Amar Leh, my Evan Leh, well, what am I supposed to do? Meaning, I'm blind, and I have no power. He wasn't saying anything negative, he was just saying the reality. Omar Leh, Naltimar, at least give him a curse. Curse him. Omar Leh, Ksiv, Gabim Madacha, Melech Altakalel. Even in your thoughts, don't curse a king. You're not supposed to curse a king. Omar Leh, Hailav Melechu. Yeah, but this guy's not a king, come on. You think he has the status of a king? He's not a king. Omar Leh, Veleve Asher Ba'alba, even if he's just a rich, high person in society. Viksevu Bechadre Mishkavcha Altakalel Ashir. Velo Yehel Anasi, and even if he's just a prince. Viksevu Nasi Ba'amcha Lo Ta'or. So I can't, oh stranger. Amarle, Ba'osa Maisa Amcha, yeah, but isn't that only if he's like following the Torah way? Ba'osa Maisa Amcha, he's considered part of your nation by doing the, following the mitzvahs. V'haylav Osa Maisa Amchahu, and this he doesn't. Right, come on, give him a little curse. Right, the power of a curse and the power of a bracha. Various gemaras. Amarle says, "Baba Ben Buta, mistafida bidei. Scared of him. I'm scared of him." Or mistafida ika. Right, you see the Bach ika inish deshama milsa va'azal umodale. Right, somebody's going to hear about it. Somebody is going to say something. Amarle says, "Hordis leka inish." There's nobody here. Da'azil. To labele, to anava ad yasivna. We are alone. Don't worry. Amarle, Baba Ben Buta quotes Shlomo HaMelech. Ksiv ki of hashamayim yelichas akol ubal kanafayim yagei davar. As we would say, the walls have ears. Right? The birds will take the voice. There's no such thing as privacy. No such thing. I'm not saying a word. Hordis was so impressed by the self-control of Baba Ben Buta, even after all of this, he tried to egg him on. Amalei, he says, Anahu, I'm Hordis. Ihavi Adana de Zahiri Rabbana Kulehai. If I knew the rabbis were so careful in how they speak, Wavi Katlinov, I wouldn't have killed all of them. I didn't know the rabbis were so self-controlling. So Hashem Aistakate Du Gavra, what am I supposed to do now? How do I do tshuva? How do I do tshuva after wiping out all the rabbis? Right? So, what are we gonna say? How do you do tshuva? See, even before that, right? Ofa shabab yaluch as I call it privacy. There's so much in terms of, so the Chashuki Chebed here discusses in terms of listening to other people's conversations. Right? They're a yisur. He says, what happens? Sometimes you're in a situation where you can't help it. You're sitting on a bus and two people in front of you are having a conversation. And you happen to know the people involved. And you overhear it. So, are you allowed to allowed to listen? Right? So, you're not supposed to try to listen. You're not being makabel lashon hara. But he discusses that's included in Isurim. Isurim of Lo Sigzol, Isurim of Gnevas Das, Isurim of Lifei, of Yahavlo Rechal Kamocha. There are many things wrong to listen to people's conversations when they don't know that you are listening. Unless it's for a toelis purpose. If it's a parent and a child, in certain circumstances, if it's a Rebbe and a student, again, not blanket heter, but in certain cases where, something is appropriate, right? You don't even have to go, he doesn't quote him, you have to go back to Rabbeinu Gershom. Rabbeinu Gershom 1,000 years ago, one of his charabim, as we know he made many charabim, including marrying two wives and divorcing one's wife, forcibly, but one is reading somebody else's mail, right? So, as, the Mefarshim pointed out, it's not like that was mutter before Rabbeinu Gershom. Oh, beforehand, you were allowed to read people's mail. It was even a mitzvah, right? And then he came along and said it's awesome. It was awesome beforehand too! But he just put a chayr, he put a curse on someone who reads other people's mail and all of the halachas. So any type of getting any information from someone that is not mine. And he quotes that in the days of, here, the Chazon Chabad quotes the earlier tshuvas that they used to write on the outside of letters, fagin. Pei, gimel, yud, nun. What does fagin mean? Poritz geder, yishchenu nachash. Right, if you break through these rules, then a nacha should bite you, meaning the curse of the rabbi should bite you. Fagin, right, that's what it used to say on the back of the letters. Don't you dare open this, because again, the days when the letters were brought over weeks and, delivery, right, so now it's the, now all it says is that, on the emails it says, you know, only meant for the recipient and not, usually says that at the bottom though, so it's after you might have read it, so say that at the top. Either way, okay, right, then we have to be careful about privacy, says the Gemara. So he heard this sense. So what am I supposed to do? I killed out all the rabbis. So Amalei says, Baba Muta, Hu Kaba Orashal Olam, you destroy the light of the world. Dechsiv Kiner Mitzvah V'Torah, or Yelech V'Yasa Orashal Olam. Go light it up again, meaning rebuild the Beis Hamikdash. Dechsiv V'Naharu Elav Kol HaGoyim. As the Pasuk says, all the Goyim, all the nations of the world will naharu, they will stream towards the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash will be such a inspirational, place that the whole world will go there. Igad Amri Hachi Amalei, or a little different. Hu Sima Eino Shalolam, he blinded the eye of the world of Siv, Pahaya Meinei Ho'eda, the Einaim of the Eida, that's the Sanhedrin, Yelech V'Yisazik Meino Shalolam, Dichsiv Hineni Mechalel Es Mikdashi Ge'od Uschem Machmad Einechem. So again, the eyes connected to the Beis HaMikdash, right? Those psukim in Yishayo, we had Navi shir about that, Yishayo Perek Beis. There are some very famous psukim there, just to point out one, which is very unexpected if one never opened up a Sefer Yishayo. In Sefer Yishayo Perek Beis, where Yishayo is having a vision of hundreds of years, but really it's talking about thousands, right? So he's talking about the ultimate geula. So in Perek Beis, it talks about V'hayim ha'achras ha'yamim Nachon yeh har beis Hashem Barosh ha'arim V'nisa mi'gva'os. It'll be higher than gva'os. That means, Rashi quotes there, that the nisid that will take place will be greater than all the nisid that took place on all the mountains in history. Gva'os har Sinai har Carmel by Eliyob har Carmel V'naharu elav kalagayim. All the nations of the world will flock towards Yerushalayim in a good way. Not like Rachman al-Islam today, where everybody wants a piece of Yerushalayim. But in a good way, they'll be inspired by the Beis HaMikdash. V'halchu amim rabim v'amru. And the nations of the world will say, L'chu v'nale el har Hashem, el Beis Elokei Yaakov. Let's go. V'yoreinu midrachav. He, Mashiach, will teach us from his ways. The Rabbah writes in Hilchos Malachim. Mashiach will be close to a Navi, like Moshe Rabbeinu. Can't say as or more because Moshe Rabbeinu is one of the Ani Ma'amids. He'll be close to Moshe Rabbeinu in Nevuah, and he will be smarter than Shlomo HaMelech. That's what the Rambam says. Chacha Mishlomo, the Anav, almost like Moshe, and Navi almost like Moshe. That's V'yoreinu Midrachav. He's going to teach us. V'nelcha Baruch Osav, and we'll go in his pathways. And then what does it say? The simple understanding of the passage is this is still the non-Jews talking. Ki Mitzion Teitzei Torah Udvar Hashem Yerushalayim. That pasuk, the simple interpretation in Yeshayahu is that that was said by the Umos HaOlam. That's going to be said. The famous Ki Mitzion Teitzei Torah. That's going to be said. They're going to have such a recognition. But that's what Baba Ben Buta quotes to Hurdis. Naharu Elav Kol HaGoyim. That's what they're all going to go and be inspired by the Beis Hamikdash. So Amar Leih, so heard this says, Mistafida mi Malchusa, but I'm scared that the Rome, I'm a Roman, remember? In Rome, they're gonna be upset at me. They're gonna be angry at me. Amar Leih, says Baba Buddha, I have an idea. Shadar Shlicha, Velezel Shasa. Send the Shliach and tell him take a year till you get to Rome. Send a letter asking permission to Rome. Velakiv Shasa, let him stay there for a year. Velahadar Shasa, and come back a year. Meaning, it'll give you 3 years. Tell him to go very slowly. And meanwhile, you'll break down the dilapidated structure, right? That's what we learned yesterday. It was dilapidated. Then you'll rebuild it. So he says, great, Shalchuleh, he did that. And then after 3 years, they sent him back a message because they realized what he was doing. So they sent him back. Im lo satarta altistar. If you didn't break it down yet, don't break it down. V'im satarta altivne. If you did break it down, don't rebuild it. V'im satartu vanisa. And if you finished everything, avdabisha. You're just a bad Eved, right? They insult him. Baser da avdin mismalchin, right? After asking Rishus, so then they will become an Eved. Im zaynach alach, if you are very, zayn is like weapons, if you're very proud of your weapons, if you're holding yourself high, sifrach kad, your sefer of yichus is here. Meaning we know your background, we know you're not royalty. Right, we don't think you're so great. Lo racha v'lo baracha. You're not a king, you're not the son of a king. Heard this avda kalad yibisavi. You're just a light servant. My racha malchusa. How do you know racha? What does racha mean? It means malchus. V'chsiv anochi ayom rach u'bashuach melech. Beginning of Shmuel Beis, v'yiseba mehacha v'yikru lefanav av reich by Yosef. Okay, why would the Romans have been upset if they say, oh, if you didn't destroy it yet, then don't destroy it. What if they have wanted it to be like totally destroyed so it was dilapidated? They said, no, if you broke it down already, don't break it down. Why not? Make it even worse. So again, the Ben Yehoyada says, they knew that there was a nevuah going back, that they were going to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. They didn't want to be Yotze with the little destruction that Hurdus was going to do. They wanted to have a real strong destruction, a Chorban. So they said, if you didn't destroy it, don't. We don't want God to like say that's it. He said, "Venira li dehemayo yodim de kaldiim." They knew based on the fortune tellers. Dehemasidim lahachriv beis hamigdash ula galos is Yisrael. Achadai lo igi asman lachei choshesim if yistar tespat lagzir lagamre. And therefore they said, "Don't do it." And by the way, that's also he says, "Why didn't they kill Hurdus? Why didn't they?" They were like, "Okay, if you destroyed it and rebuilt it, fine. You're just an Evan. Why did they? Why when they were upset at him?" It must be because they felt that really he didn't do anything. He rebuilt it good because we want it to be rebuilt because we want to be able to destroy it in a significant way. Viter. Abri says the Gemara. Mishalo Ra Binyan Hurdus, La Ra Binyan Noa Miyamav. If you did see Hurdus's reconstruction of the Beis HaMikdash, you haven't seen a beautiful building in your life. But my Banye, it was gorgeous. What did he build it with? Amarabha Ba'avni Shisho Marmara, fancy type of marble and tiles. Ikata Ari Ba'avni Kuchla Shisho Marmara, types of blue tiles. Afik Safa Va'ayel Shafa. Kihechi did a Kabel Sita. What was that? He didn't put the bricks one on top of another. He put one indented and one out, one in, one out, so that when you put the plaster on the inside, it doesn't show from the outside. On the outside, you only see the beautiful bricks, right? You don't see the plaster. That's why he did it in this fancy way. Sovra l'mishay medava. And then he was going to line the whole thing in gold. He was going to make all the inner walls into gold. Amar le rabbanan shafke. The rabbi said, no, just leave it. Tachi shaper tfei. We like it better this way with the marble. Demechzi ki idvasa diyava. Because it looks like the waves of the sea. And therefore what? Rashi says it's beautiful. Right, says it's beautiful. Says the Marsha, maybe it's deeper. Right? It's Chelas Dobel Yam, Yam Dobel Rakia, Rakia Dobel Akisi Akavit. The Gemara Menachis. What is blue aqua? That reminds us ultimately, Chelas, sea, sky, God. Right? So maybe the blue is a reference to, that's why they said it's beautiful, because we want to have that Chelas, feel when we see it. Period. How did Ben Mebuta give advice to minimize the punishment? Right, Hurdus was terrible. And now he's rebuilt the Beis HaMikdash. It's going to be one of those, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to have to deal with him. Has dealt with him. Like, what are you going to do with Hurdus? Right, so says the Ben Mebuta. So how did he give advice to minimize the punishment? Daniel. Why was Daniel punished? He gave advice to Nebuchadnezzar about how to minimize his punishment. Shadabar Lohei Malka, Bilki Yishbaralach. It should be good upon you. You could get rid of your sin with charity. And you'll have length for your shalva, meaning you'll have delay in your punishments. Right? Give staka, give to the needy. Kolo mata on Nebuchadnezzar malka. All the punishments eventually came on Nebuchadnezzar. But only at the end of a year, 12 months. So you see, it was delayed, and Daniel was punished for that, telling Nebuchadnezzar what to do. Says the Gemara, a couple of answers. What's the difference between Daniel, who was held accountable for it, and Bava Buta, who was not? Ibai Yisayim Hashayini Avda Dechayva B'mitzvahs. Heard this was different. He was semi-Jewish. See, helping him out a little bit. Ibai Yisayim Hashayini Beis HaMikdash. Right? Beis HaMikdash is different. Di lo malchus lo mispani. If you didn't ask him, there was no way he was going to get rebuilt. So the Beis HaMikdash is different. The Be'iri writes here. Yeah, this is a classic type of, when you have these types of agadatas, to look in the Be'iri. The Be'iri says, Kvayadata, Bahar Be'averos, Shemidarke Hashem Ba'onchehem, Shalola Haspik Biyodolasos Shuva, Lerov Haflachas Hameri V'kvad Roa Hafala Hayotzeis Bibadu. There are some Averos, says the Be'iri, that they're just so bad, Hashem does not want you to do tshuva, or doesn't help you do tshuva. Ubi kol makom, kol she'asa tshuva, eina pargo ninal b'fanel olam. If tshuva's done, then it's gonna work, but it's not gonna help you do tshuva. Right, and that's the evakvar bi'arnu davarzeta, and look at my chibur tshuva, I've explained that at length. And that's what the Rambam, again, we don't have time to read it right now, but that's what the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tshuva, or the Rambam says that some people, part of their punishments, yada diyoma, right, Paro and Sichon, some people get so lowly in their averis, Hashem does not give you the siyata d'shmaya to do tshuva. And sometimes the Torah even uses the verb, hardened his heart, right? What does that mean? Right, a separate shiur about what exactly does that mean, hardening one's heart, but it means that there's no siyata d'shmaya for tshuva. And therefore the Biri says, if Hashem's not helping you do tshuva, then people also shouldn't help you do tshuva. So that's the message of this Gemara, Nebuchadnezzar, and possibly Hordis. That's the Gemara's question. So that's what what was bothering the Gemara. So it says the Gemara, there's a difference though between Daniel and Bava Ben Buta, as we just said, whether it's based on Migdash or whether he was semi-Jewish. Okay. Also, the some Achronim say maybe there's a difference between Stama Russia and asking Kapara for a specific Avera. Maybe that's more inappropriate, right? I did this. How should I do tshuva? Again, we find throughout history people asking great people, how do I do tshuva? Remember, the Noda Bihuda was asked. We read that tshuva in a number of contexts. There was somebody, Rachman al-Islan, there was terrible Maisas Nus with a mother-in-law for 3 years, and he asked the Noda Bihuda two questions. Number one, do I have to tell the husband that he's living in sin? I'm only an Eidecha Nehemah Bisurin. Do I have to tell the wife and the husband? And number two, how do I do tshuva? And the Noda Bihuda says, you're asking me a question that's not based on halacha. You're asking me something that is beyond, you know, there's no tshuvas hamishkal that we know specifically what's tshuva for Zorot Aveira. And he says, even if you fast the years of Misushelach, it probably wouldn't be enough to solve your problems. So he says, Torah, Tefillah, he says what the best things that he could come up with. But again, here too, Nebuchadnezzar and Hordis asks what I should do. Weiter. V'Daniel minala diyanesh. How do I know that Daniel was punished for this? Ilei v'bishim d'chsev. V'tikra Esther l'hasach. V'amar Rav. Hasach zed Daniel. If you say that the hasach in the Megillah was really Daniel and he was punished, well, that fits if we have one chazal. Hani chlamad amar shakatchu b'gdulaso. Why was he called hasach? So maybe because Achashverosh cut him down from his previous royal position in the court of Nebuchadnezzar. Right? And Achashverosh was later. So if you say hasach is from the word chatach, so then fine. Tosis quotes a medrash that says that he was killed. That hasach, which is Daniel, was killed because he saw that he was playing games with Esther and Mordechai and bringing back messages. So Achashverosh had him killed. Later on, we don't find hasach. We find Harvona, but there's no more hasach who was alive earlier in the Megillah. That's based on a Pirkei Dereb Eliezer. But Argamar doesn't say that. Right? Tosfos knows Argamar in Megillah says that no, hasach was, nothing happened. So that's what the Gemara says. Elamad Amr Shekol Devei Malchus Nechtach Rapiv. If you say hasach, that just means that he was a powerful person. Vayigal Meimar, then where was he punished? The Shadiyo Laguba Dar Yavasa. No, he was still thrown into the lion's den. He was saved, but just that danger itself was a punishment. Being put into that situation. And that shows his punishment. Okay, Adkan, the Agadata that we related to by Baba Mabuta and Hordis, we got into that from the statement of Rav Chisda, who says that you can't destroy a shul if you don't have another shul built yet, and the two reasons given on Gimel Mabes. Now we get back to Baba Basra. Hakol Kiminag HaMedina. So the Mishnah said everything goes like the Minag of the Medina in terms of building the wall. Hakol Lasuye Mai. So what does that include? Lasuye Asra Didihigi Behutza Vadafna. In a place where they even use less. Hutza Vadafna, little bushes and shrubbery. Right, even that would be okay if that's the Minag of the Medina. If you remember, this is what Rabbeinu Tam quoted back on Daf Beis. That there's a minimum hutzav adafna. Less than that, the Rabbi Tam said, that's a minhag hedyot, a minhag ta'us. And you can't have anything less than this. But he quoted this Gemara, because the Gemara doesn't say, even if, it still gives a minimum. Hutzav adafna. Lefichach, imnaf alakos al-barab avarim shol shneihem. If the wall falls down, it belongs to both of them, because you assume that both of them shifted to the wall. Pshita, lo tzricha adraf al reshus of the chad minayu. Now, even if it falls into the reshus of one of them, or one of them takes it into his reshus after it fell down. So, you might think, oh, there's muchzakus. It's owned by one of them. It's in one of their reshus. Kamashwan, you don't say that in this case. Right? You don't say that in this case. We're not going to assume that just because it's in your reshus, that it belongs to you. Rabbeinu Yoda, the Rashba also quotes these two days of Rabbeinu Yoda, discusses, that's a pretty amazing havamina. Let's say I'm holding something, and I trip, and it falls into your backyard. All of a sudden, you can rub it out. Oh, it's mine! I'm Osirich HaVerel HaVaraya. I don't understand. The wall is in between, and it happened to fall down. All of a sudden, you might be able to say Osirich HaVerel HaVaraya, but every time something, you go just like that. Hechi Taisaka Daitin, Lahotzi Avonim, Mecheska Sashituf, Bishvil Shanaflo Avonim, Lurishus Echemahem. Atu Mishanafal Taliso, Mechatzach HaVer, Befanenu, Yacho Balachatzach, Liton Lakuachu Biyadi. That's very hard to say. So says Rabbeinu Yoda, it's not that he would be able to keep it because he would say, I bought it. He might be able to keep it because he might be able to claim, I built it. Because that is not anything that happens in front of us. That's the Chiddush. The Havamina is not that, oh, it's in my reshus, so it's mine. No. We see it, we know it fell down. No, the Havamina is that, it's in my reshus, that's not the difference. But because it's in my reshus, and I can claim that I built it, that's why he would be able to keep it. Kamashvalon, we don't say that. Kamashvalon, that no, he cannot taina, he cannot claim lakuachu biyadi, he cannot claim I built it, because the rules are that people have joint ventures in these walls. V'cheid begida b'akam shnagu l'gda b'chayvet also. Also by a gida, now the Mishnah says, by a garden where the minag is to put up a fence b'chayvet also. So now we said we're going to get up to this in the Gemara. Here it is. Haguf akasha. Each line of the Mishnah gives off a different impression. Amark v'cheid begida b'akam shnagu l'gda b'chayvet also. We said by a vegetable garden in a place where the minag is to put it together b'chayvet also. We make him. Hashtam ein b'chayvet also. But where there is no minag, we don't force him. Eba Seifa, but the next line, Avalbika, when it comes to a large area of a field of grain, Makam Shadagu Shalom Lignar, Eba Chayvedoso, Hastama, Bechayvedoso. So you get different impressions from each line, right? Stama, if there's no Minog, do we force or do we not force? So Hasha Stam Gina, Martlo. If by a vegetable garden you say we don't force, which is more of a private area, Stam Bika Viboy, by a Bika we would force. In the opposite direction. By a bika is more of a public area than a gina. So if you don't force by a gina to privatize, so by a bika surely you shouldn't privatize. Right? By a gina, the Nebuka Yosef says, there's all different types of vegetables, it's very interesting, the tomatoes and the cucumbers. I mean, what? Grain. Grain is grain. It's all the same grain. It's not as interesting. People aren't gonna, so that's a more public area. So Amar Abaya Hachi Kabar. So two answers. First Abaya. Hachi Gemara, V'chein Stam Gina, says the Gemara, also by a Stam Gina, you are obligated, and then added a Vav. Ooh, b'makam shenago ligdar b'bika b'chayvet also. And in a place where the minhag is by a bika b'chayvet, meaning, but by, if there's no minhag, by a bika, that we would enforce. Because that's a more public area. Amalei Rava imkein, my aval. But it says in the last line, aval b'bika. Here it's just different. Ella, my Rava, Hachitani. No, this is how you should read the Mishnah. V'chein, stam gina, kimakam shenagu ligdar dami ubachayved oso. Agida is like a place where there's a midak to be together ubachayved oso. Aval stambika. That's the contrast between no midak and each. Aval stambika kimakam shenagu kimakam shelonagu dami veimachayved oso. Okay. Good. That's how we read the Mishnah. Ella, Imratza, the Mishnah then continued and said, but if you want to, you personally want to put up a wall, so you can put up a wall, but within your own property. Ella, Imratza, according to Tok Shalom, Ubodev, Osa Chazis. You could build it in your property, and then put up a little marker, a Chazis, on the outside. So that we'll always remember that you personally put up the wall. So my Chazis, what exactly is a Chazis? 3 days. Number one, Amar Rav Huda. You bend the wall a little bit towards the outside. You make it a little tilted towards the outside, so we'll know that the one on the inside built the wall. Why don't you just build, why don't you make it tilted inside towards the person who did it? No, because the other guy could then put, make it tilted on the other on the outside. Right, if you put like a little tilt on the inside, then he can just put a tilt on the outside. So Yahi Ashadabi, guys like Havre. But here too, if it's on the outside, maybe your friend will just cut it off. Viabardidividehu. And say it's both of ours. No. Gizuze made the idea. It'll be obvious. You'll be able to see a cut of a rock. Right? And therefore, he won't be able to do it. One version. Ikadami Abrahuda, Bihmilakari Bilagar. The opposite. No, you do it on the inside. Vinevid Bilabar, why do you do it on the outside? Guys like Havre, because the friend might cut it. Viabra di DVD Dehu. And he'll say, oh, we both built it. Yahi Ashadabi Layef Le Havre, Vabra di DVD Dehu. Oh, so here too, if you put it on the inside, maybe he'll just add on an extra piece on the outside. Lifufa made the idea. No, that'll be noticeable. Fabi Bachutz Khtadi. But it says Mibachutz in the Mishnah. How can you have this second suggestion? So Kasha Tosa discussed this, not a Tiyufta. Just a little question. You can understand Bachutz, in other ways as well. Third answer. Rabbi Yochanan Abar, what does it mean? Nishaya Ba'amsa Bilavar. You smear some lime on the top Amma of the wall. Vinavid Bilagav, so why do you do that on the inside? Avid Chavri Bilavar, because your friend will also always do it then. Vabradi Dividehu. He'll smear on the outside, you smear on the inside. It's not going to help. Ihachi Hashanabi to Kafale Chavre. Maybe he'll peel off your lime. Va'abar di Dividi Dehu. And then he'll say it's both of ours. Kilufa made the idea. No, that you'll be able to see, right? If it was peeled off, that he did it. And therefore, this is a raya that it will be yours. Hutsa. What if you have a wall made out of hutsa, out of Rashi says nitzarim types of branches? Amar of Nachmid, sinufe yirechi milavar. You tie them up from the outside. V'nevi milagav, why not from the inside? Avin abichari milavar, because then your friend will also do it on the outside. V'amarti David idehu, and he'll say it's both of ours. Ziyachi ashadabi, guys v'shadilei. V'amarti David idehu. Maybe he'll just cut off your tie, and he'll say it's both of ours. Masrik Leitina. No. You coat the fence on top with mud. And therefore, you'll be able to, see. Hashanabi, Azichavi Vikalaflay, he'll peel off the mud. Kilufa made the idea. As we said, peeling is, you'll be able to see it was peeled, and therefore, it's okay. It's enough of a simon. Abaya Abar, Hutza Lesle Takanta Ela Bishtara. Abaya said, no, with the Hutza, with these branches, you know, it's not going to work with tying them up and the mud. You just need a shtar. You have to have a shtar. Keep the document that says that you built this wall. Period. Aval lemasu midashneyem. The end of the Mishnah said, but if they both build it, then what do? In a place where we don't force them, but they both want to, that they put up two chazios, one on each side. Says the Gemara, the obvious problem. Arvalei Rava mi parzik l'ravashi lo yasu lo zev lo zes. Why don't you just do nothing? What do they both have to put it up for? Just do neither. And then you would think that it's equal, no? What if one of them already did his side? One guy already put up a simon. So the other guy has to put up a simon now too. So he put up two simonim in order to be able to say that it belongs to both of them. Says the Gemara, V'tana takata l'ramai kamash malan. What, the whole Mishnah is telling us a halacha about for a trickster? If one guy did it already, so you gotta protect yourself, right? You have to cover your future possible losses. So that's what the Mishnah is telling me, that a halacha for that. Homerlei says the Gemara, yeah, the whole Mishnah is like that. Veresha laf takata l'rabayu, the whole din. What, the Resha is not a takata l'rabay that says that if you're building it, put up a sign, put up a chazis on the outside? That's what the Mishnah is telling us. How to protect ourselves. Amar Lai says, no, wait a minute. Bishlama Resha Tana Dina. The first line is saying the din. What's the din? If you want to build up, put up a wall, you need to put it within your own rishus. If there's no obligation. And once you put it into your own rishus, the Gemara has on it, you know what? Good idea to put up the thing on the outside. Obishab Dina Tana Takata. Ela Seifa. But the second line, Dina Ktani, Tkari Takata. That we don't learn anything new from the last line of the Mishnah. If they both want to do it, they both can do it. So why would you say put up the chazios? So that's why the Gemara is bothered. The first line we understand why you would say tani bishvil ramoyim. But the second line, why? So Amar Avina hacha behutze yaskinan. No, we're talking about this other type of branches, type of wall. You know what the chiddush of the Mishnah is? Lafuki midabaya to Amar Abaya. Damar, Hutza Lesley Takanta Ella Bishtara, as Abaya said, there's no way to do any type of sibid when it comes to a Hutza wall, Kamash Malan, to Bechazis Sagya. And Kamash Malan, that with a Chazis, it is enough. You can't put a type of marker on the outside. Okay, let's at least start the next Sugya. The Sugya of Makif and Nikaf and Runya. Here we go. Hamakif is Chaver Mishalash Ruchos. Vigadar. What's the case? There is someone who has fields all around. Reuven has four fields around Shimon's one field in the middle. And as of now, there's no walls in between all the fields. What happens if one day the outer person, well, there's a major machlokas, what the Gemara means, Rashi, and other Rishonim, the Rabban. We're going to go with Rashi's pshat. Rashi says the pshat is that the outer person, let's say that's Reuven, builds walls, three walls, in between three of his fields and Reuven's fields. I mean, now there's a wall between the three outer fields and the inner field. Bali Tosfos, the Rabban, says, no, we're talking about walls built on the outside of the fields, which still affords some protection and privacy to the inner one. But we're going to go with Rashi Pshat, right? You're building the walls on the inside. So once you build the three walls on the inside, Eba Chayvino, so at that point, you do not force the inner guy to chip in for the walls, because he has not fully benefited, because it's still open on the fourth side. So therefore, he could say, well, what do you do for me? What do you do? I'm still open. I'm still subject to the elements. Rabbi Yossi Omer, im amad v'gadar saravias. Rabbi Yossi says, if he, who's the he? Unclear. Gemara will discuss. If he gets up and let's say it means the outer one. If he builds all four, then megagal avasakol. Then you make him pay for all of them. So what does that mean? So the Gemara is going to say, as we just said, if the inner guy builds the fourth wall, so maybe that's Megala that he's happy with the other three walls. So that would say, oh, you build the fourth one? Okay, now you gotta pay for all of them. Right? What if the outer ones build the fourth one? Would we then? Because then he's getting Hana anyway. So which is it? Is it the Makif or is it the Nikaf? The Makif is the outer one, the Nikaf is the inner one. So, that's the Shaila, as we will see. So I'll review number four. Halacha Kerbiosi. The Halacha like Kerbiosi to Amar. Im Amad Vagadras or Avias. If he got up and built the fourth, but God loves a coal. Not only do we make him pay for the fourth wall, we make him pay for all the walls. That's Rabbi Yossi Shita. Lo shna aman nikaf, lo shna aman makif. And it doesn't matter whether it's the nikaf or the makif that built the fourth wall, what's the bigger chiddush? Even if the makif built the fourth wall. So the inner guy didn't do anything, but I've given you a tremendous amount. The Ramban here and other Rishonim say, this is similar to the case of, we had above Metzia, Yored Latok Sadosho Shochavero. If I go into your field and I garden your field for you, so you have to pay me for it, even if you didn't ask. If I gave you a Hana, I gave you a benefit, you don't have to pay me the most expensive, but you have to pay me for it. Itmar Ravuna, period. So let's just do the Machlokas. Itmar Ravuna Amar Akolafi Ma Shegadar. So when we say, you have to pay for the wall in Rabbi Yossi. Rav Huda says, Hakolavi Mashagadar. He has to pay for the wall, even if it was an expensive type of wall. You have to pay for what was done. Chiyav Arav Amar, Hakolavi Dmei Kana Bezol. No. You pay for the cheapest wall that could have been put up. Meaning, because you can tell the Makif, I didn't need such an expensive wall. I could have done a cheaper wall. So you have to pay for all of them. But the cheapest wall available. You don't have to pay for anything. For anything more than that. Tzadan, says the Mishnah. Does the Mishnah give any hint to who is correct? So, you know what? Let's stop here again. Tonight the Amud Beis tomorrow is short, but again, from the last cycle I started with the Mishnah anyway, but we'll stop with Tanan. And again, there's a lot of lumdas here. This sugya relates to the sugya in Baba Kama Daf Chaf, Zenen Evizelo Chaser, because when am I obligated to pay you for something? When you lose something because of me, or when you benefit me? Do we focus on the Hana? Do we focus on the Chisaron? What about Zenen and Vizel Lochaser? Right, so that's this sugya, and we get into Runya. Runya is a person, a makif, who's on Tamar's daf. But Be'ez Hashem, it's exciting issues. Again, today's Omen Aleph was just more, you know, packed. I'm sorry, I apologize. But it's just nothing to apologize for. But either way, the next two daf we'll put up from the last cycle, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up then with the new again on Daf Zayin.